I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or store it on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Robert Guignard. He's an entrepreneur and the host of the podcast Profiles of Dreamers and Doers. He's also the animating force behind the initiative called Dear Baltimore, I'll Do My Part. Robert, it's good to see you.
Good seeing you, Tom.
So you're going to talk about a book by a very revered journalist, a guy named David Marinus, called Once in a Great City, a Detroit Story.
Yeah, well, Tom, I've always been fascinated with cities and what makes them run, what makes them vibrant, and what makes people want to be there. And so I picked up this book, and it's, guess I've had the book maybe about a month or so. I've started reading it, but Once in a Great City, a Detroit Story. It intrigued me from the beginning because when I think of Detroit, I think about my old Ford Mustang that I used to have and all of the cars that used to come off the assembly line. But the title intrigued me because when I visit Detroit, I see such a stark difference between what they talk about in the book in 1963 and what I'm seeing there now. So it intrigued me because, you know, you think of Detroit and you think of the music and the cars, but you also now look at the collapse to a certain degree of Detroit. So that captured my attention to find out what happened to this city. And so the book talks about several reasons behind the collapse. And of course, you know, the automotive industry, which was a big driver in Detroit. But it has a great mix of what was going on culturally with Motown and the many artists that were coming into the city, but it also delves into a lot of the politics of what was going on and how that was playing a part in how the city was changing its direction. And so reading all of this and then you see what's there today, and you're like, my God, Dave hit it out the park with this one.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks cite parallels between the problems that our city, Baltimore, faces and the problems that Detroit has faced with a losing population, a lot of blight, unemployment, that kind of thing. Do those parallels ring true to
you? Yeah, well, and that was the other reason why I wanted to pick this up, because I see the parallels here and some of the similarities in that if we're not careful, we could find ourselves going down that same track. So the book talks about the industry, of course, the car industry. And, you know, here again, we had General Motors here. And now that that's gone, and then you have the white flight out of many of the neighborhoods. But then you also have the black flight out in the neighborhoods. And, you know, it gets to issues of quality of life now where people, they'd like to stay, but given all that's going on, they're like, I can pay a mortgage somewhere else and not have to deal with some of these issues. So the book talks about even the faith establishments, how big of a role they played during the civil rights movement. And so I think the book really does a great job in balancing a lot of the art, the business, the politics to make a compelling story about how Detroit came from where it was to where it is today.
Robert Guignard is the host of the podcast Profiles of Dreamers and Doers and the inspiration behind Dear Baltimore, I'll Do My Part, a campaign to get all of us to keep things clean here in Baltimore. Robert is recommending Once in a Great City, a Detroit Story by the journalist David Marinus. Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.